Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Remember, every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. And I don't know, maybe we'll go back over that again. People hadn't heard him. One of my favorite series of BVOV broadcasts were aired in April of 2020 when Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens, their message had a great impact on my faith life and acting on the Word when it came to understanding covenant. Through this wonderful teaching, I realized that our covenant had been there since Adam's sin. I discovered the depth of God's love for this world, and His love has covered everything with the better covenant we have in Jesus. It gave me great joy to watch this powerful team minister the Word. Their teaching has been a marvelous blessing to my life, and I share it with others. BVOV is more than just teaching. It's a manual for life. Ooh. And powerful truth for the ministering of others, for living a blessed life personally. Hallelujah. There is no other God like Him. Annette from Holland. Whoa, glory to God. Amen. Somebody ought to shout amen on that. Annette, thank you for that. Glory, pray to God forevermore. Now, this is important. It takes partners to life in ministry. And when we set this Victory Channel up and to bring people that from different aspects, pastors that teach and preach faith and so forth, without charging them for the time, we sow that time into them. Yes. Well, say, Brother Copeland, why do you do that? So they can get partners. They need them. Yes. We need them. Yes. So I sow that time into them because, as I've said to you before, the Lord dealt with me about this some time ago. But He said, now is the time. So we're believing to have our faith out for 1 million partners right here in the United States. Praise God. And another million around the world. Because things are changing, and we have an accredited college now, and in my heart and planning for an accredited university. Amen. And when we first bought this property with over 1,500 acres of land, I really didn't know what we were going to do with it, but I do now. I have the entire vision of it, and maybe we'll share that sometime. Praise God. Now then, let's go again to our golden text, as Brother Hagin used to say, from the book of Hebrews. Well, the word is therefore. Brother Hagin said, see what it's there for. So let's back up and we'll see what this great apostle was writing. Look at the verse 12 of the fifth chapter. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. But everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age or perfect or mature. Full age. So let's put it that way. You should be a mature believer and not a baby. Who by reason of use or even habit or perfection. What does that mean? You do it. You work at it. You spend time at it until it becomes a habit with you. He's talking here about what he said in the 12th chapter of Romans about the renewing of your mind. Now, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection or maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, and the laying on of hands, and resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. This we will do if God permit. The principle, the doctrine, the teachings, not laying again. You hear that? Laying? We talked about it before, and I'm going to do it again. This is the bedrock. And now, class, now listen. All of the rest of the book of Hebrews is based on this. And now, he goes on then and, whoa, and deals with all of the things that without this great apostle, we wouldn't even know it.
That's true.
So, this is the bedrock teaching, the principle, the foundational doctrines of Christ. So, baptisms, the laying on of hands, resurrection from the dead. Now, and he talked about that in let's see here, in Second Timothy chapter 4, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Principal doctrine. Yes. For the time will come when they will endure, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers with having itching ears, and they'll turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. I am ready to be offered, and at the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is a crown laid up for me and of righteousness. The righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not only, but all of them that love his appearing. That's the resurrection.
Yes.
So here he's teaching this. He said, it's time for me to go. I'm leaving here. You need to know this. You preach the word. You preach it in season. You preach it out of season. You preach it when you feel like it, and preach it when you don't feel like it. You just preach the word. Because that's where it is in the word. So, thank you, Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Faith towards God. Do we have to? We have to renew it. You've heard me say this before. I was in a situation down there in Shreveport. I look back on it now, and I think it's a blood clot. And I came in there. Jack had invited me to come as the same church that Jerry and Carolyn were raised in. And he said, I'd like for you to come and preach a week for me. So I came in there on Sunday night. And I kept feeling this thing, just kind of a hurt right in there. And it just kept getting worse and worse. And I'd walk out on the platform to preach, and an anointing would come on me, and it seemed like it'd go away. But then it didn't bother me all that much at night. But then I'd get up and I'd walk in there to preach. And finally, I'll take it back. It wasn't a week, it's 3 weeks. And this just went on and on and on and on and on. And I just went in the place where I was staying there and just fell back on the bed, and I just said, "Oh, Father, 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 Father. I know I missed it someplace. You can't miss it. Where have I missed it?" I heard it right in here. Can the memory of a potato feed you anything? What? You remember what it tastes like? Well, yeah. You can see it in your mind, right? Yeah, it's all that in here. He said, "You've been quoting all your scriptures without going to the book." Ooh. So I should have known better than that. I took my Bible and I did it, and it seemed to me like it been turned it off. But so my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life or medicine that find them medicine to all their flesh. That's Proverbs 4, 20, 21, 22. So, I began to do that. And it was rough. And so I don't remember why we were flying on the airlines. I'm glad, because I wouldn't have been able to fly. And so, I don't know, the airplane's in a shop or something. So I got off the airplane, and Zimaya came up out of the wheelchair and said, "You need this." I said, "Healed men don't need any wheelchairs." The devil said, "It's about a mile to that gate where you get your luggage, and I'm gonna kill you on the way." I said, "You don't kill anybody." So, it was really bad. And we got there. My dad came and picked us up. I said, "Dad, I don't want to go on to my house. I don't think I can stand it. Let's just stop by your house and I'll go home in the morning." So we did. And of course, I called Gloria and let her know what was going on. And you know, the children were small. So I just went to bed. Oh. And about, I don't know, it was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I just did it. Mother was just sitting there praying in the spirit. I just did that. She said, "That did it," and got up and walked out. It was gone.
That's it.
But I was quoting all the scriptures without picking up my Bible and reading them. Now, it's not the wrong thing to quote them. That's fine. But you can't do that for a long period of time. And I heard the Lord say that you just spend most of your time searching the scriptures for what you're going to preach, not to minister to yourself. I had to fix that. That's difficult to do, you know, because I see something, I just start underlining and, you know, but the principal doctrines, the foundational scriptures to all to the entire Bible. Because you find them over here, and once a prophet spoke them here, then they're in the earth, and they could be fulfilled over here.
Yes, amen.
And that's what the prophets did in the first covenant, as you know. And you gave the people something to say. And as they began to say it, then it worked. And in the book of Malachi, remember the woman with the issue of blood? Mm-hmm. And she had heard of Jesus. And four. For behold, the day comes when an oven and all proud and trouble, saith the Lord of hosts. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Now, this is a reason you need the blue letter Bible. And I didn't get it out of that. I got it from Keith Butler. It's translated garment or robe, wings. It's translated garment. She heard that preached. If I but touch but his clothes, I'll be healed. That's where she heard it. So, to know and to now, Keith studied that and researched that. So I followed him and researched it myself with the blue letter Bible. It's donations only. And you don't use their tools without donating them to them. I use it a lot, both in Old Covenant and New Covenant. So remember, you, the law of Moses, my servant. So now there's 400 years from there to here. It's important to know that is a principal doctrine of Christ. Faith toward God. She had heard that. She'd heard that preached. And so she said, if I but touch but his clothes. Yeah. So it's a good thing somebody preached what Malachi said. See what I'm saying? The prophet put that in the earth. We're still here. It's still here. So the Spirit of the living God put that in Malachi's heart. And then the Son of righteousness shall come. Well, with the brightness of your glory. Amen. But somebody preached and she heard it. This is what I want you to see. Somebody preached that scripture and she heard it. And she said in her heart, if I but touch his clothes. Now, what is the book of Malachi about? Faith in God and faith toward God. He said, your words have been stout against me. So that puts you in a place to check out your words. So faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. Because they are blood-backed words. And as I started to say yesterday, In teaching on water baptism, I don't remember a time when I was ever in a church where someone taught on water baptism for Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and then had a baptismal service. Now I'm talking about when I was present. Now, when Gloria and I were rebaptized with our children, Grace Temple Church, Harold Nichols was our pastor at that time. He's in heaven now. And he and Lou. But what I'm teaching you about it, really, it was because it was a biblical thing to do. But I don't know that I was even aware of these other baptisms as such. I was learning. But in teaching of the different baptisms, what does baptism mean? To immerse. We were immersed into the body of Christ. We were immersed in the Holy Spirit. We were immersed when we became new creatures, born again. Praise God. A new creature in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. He who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. That's right standing with God. That's not holiness. No. If you look at the fruit of the Spirit, and you walk in those things, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, and long-suffering, patience, so forth, then that develops holiness. And walk in love as dear children. And I really sometimes, and it's my own fault, I have a hair trigger sometime, and then I say things I shouldn't have said. And I have to go back to something I learned in aviation. Stop and wind your watch. This thing's not going to fall out of the sky. Just stop and don't do something dumb. Get the checklist. Well, this is my checklist. And this is the book. So to walk in love. And the scribe came to Jesus and said, what is the great commandment? To love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and your strength. The second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. But then, the Seder meal that changed heaven and earth forever. He said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. And all men will know you're my disciples by the way you love one another. Praise God. And we're out of time, and that's a good place to stop this broadcast today. We'll be back in just a moment.
Daily lives are filled with many opportunities to choose. But the most important decision of faith you'll ever make is to receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. In the six-part teaching series, Revelation of Redemption, Kenneth Copeland explains how Jesus paid the full price for your redemption by destroying the works of the enemy. Everything you've ever needed is provided in your redemption, so you can experience good health, wealth, and life prosperity. This KCM Foundational Teaching Series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide. Unlock the power of the greatest exchange ever made for you, an act of God's love that was finished on the cross, providing for you rights and privileges so you can walk in victory and success. Now is the time for you to identify with the finished works of Jesus and live the life that is rightfully yours. Request your free Revelation of Redemption package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Start enjoying the benefits of your redemption and get a clear picture of all you have access to in earth and in heaven. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Now, I want to remind you to get this week's study notes. You get the notes, download them, and they're free, all the scriptures and so forth, and you can just use those to teach from. You can use those notes to teach in church and Sunday school. Preachers, take them and preach off of them. Hallelujah. It'll make you grow strong in faith. Don't forget tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of the class reminding you again that God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yes! Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.